Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats, PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number 1, apparently this is the Manosphere hierarchy, with the MGTOWs at the bottom. MGTOW, though, is the most dangerous thing for the economy and women. I agree with the black pillars out there, but the red pill here is really the pickup roaches. They will be obsolete when the sex bots come out. Black pillars will no longer be bitter when lover bots come out, and blue-pilled men will be happy. MGTOW men are ahead of the curve, and with lover bot technology, all men will be going their own way eventually. Up next, the US and Canada were equal when it came to GDP per capita before Justin Trudeau. Today, the USA has 160% of 1995 levels, and Canada's down to 135. This is what happens when you have uncontrolled mass immigration and no plan to develop the Canadian economy. You know what else happened in 2015? According to Trudeau, the grocery stores got greedy, don't you know? I bet his father is rolling over in his grave at what his son has done to this country. We need to make Trudeau a drama teacher again. Number 3, a woman cheats and gets caught. Then for some strange reason, she's the one that's crying. She's the villain, but if she cries, she magically becomes the victim. Remember, gentlemen, women in accountability are complete strangers. Remember, guys, before you forgive her for cheating, she put it back in when it slipped out. She's only sorry that she got caught. This is the mentality of a child with knockers. Moving on, would you date Caitlyn? She says to pay her like a white man. If she wants to get paid like one, then she needs to work like one. And I don't want to see what her black man shirt says. Probably says boink her like a black man. A while back, a bunch of women sued Google claiming that they were underpaid. And an analysis found that men were actually being underpaid. But did they fix that? No. They just didn't pay any more money out to the women making the claim. Number 5, this Irish midget pretending to be a leprechaun fooled 40 women into sleeping with him in exchange for his pot of gold. But how is that a crime? This man should get a gold medal. Women believe in astrology, so I'm not surprised that they would fall for something like this. A magical character. This guy also looks like AI just created Beaker if he was human. Are we really surprised by this? Women believe in fairies after all. Up next, there's a Facebook page called I Miss the Days When Men Went to War and Never Came Back, with 32,000 members. Yet no one gets upset about it. But if you made a group called I Miss the Days When Women Went into Labor and Never Came Back, there would be riots in the streets. The double standards are astonishing. Sounds like this group has 32,000 of the saddest cat ladies ever. Number 7, here's probably one of their members saying that this is how she sleeps knowing there's a male loneliness epidemic, and that no one cares about men's mental health. Funny thing though, this is exactly how I feel with the tidal wave of women making TikTok and YouTube videos complaining about being lonely and not being able to find a man. This image also confesses that she sleeps alone and lacks a partner, except for a cat named Tom. Talk about a cell phone. Moving on, here's the absolute state of Germany. The police were protecting the violent migrants, and now they're being deleted by migrants as well. Once the cops turn against the migrants, they'll turn against the politicians too, and if this keeps happening, expect to eventually see another Austrian painter show up. Except this time, I think he might actually win. Number 9, Sydney Sweeney says she had knockers before other girls, and she felt ostracized for it. Max says they sure are big, but they definitely aren't ostrich-sized. They look more like emu-sized to me. That's her way of saying that they aren't fake. But unfortunately for her, that means that in 10 years the nips will be pointing down to the floor as if they're looking for quarters. If you're wondering what ostrich-sized looks like, this is it. Up next, this woman says, I hope you like feminist rants because that's her thing. So are horse teeth and bad hair, apparently. The only things she had going for her were her boobs, and she covered those with crazy. Women like this make me happy that I'm deaf in one ear. Someone mentioned to me that those aren't actually boobs, but just a pair of M&Ms under the carpet. She could have the best ones in the world and she still wouldn't be worth it. Number 11, this Kentucky high school student was denied a diploma after praising Jesus in his off-script graduation speech. So now there are Christian Karens in the Bible Belt that have gone insane policing male behavior there too. The USA has freedom of religion. The Karens responsible for this need to be punished, and the school should be sued into oblivion. Looks like that public school system needs to be cleaned out, even in the red states. If he had said that Jesus is Palestinian, then they would have left him alone. Moving on, this woman, Danielle Epstein, loved her fiancé, but after his brain cancer diagnosis, she just knew she had to leave him. Looks like the empathetic gender strikes again. I'm surprised that with a name like that, she didn't hang around until he at least passed away so she could collect some of his assets. Unfortunately, she couldn't do that because they weren't married yet. And more women than ever wonder why men are leaving the sexual marketplace. Number 13, this woman says that she would rather be a side chick to a loyal man than a main chick to a cheater. This is a lie in female damage control. Women want to be one of many to a chad instead of only one for a chud. A guy that looks like this will most likely have multiple women. She's just saying this to give men mixed messages and confuse us about women's real intentions. It's a smokescreen queef. Up next, this is true. Will women really lose their minds for a skinny, taller guy instead of a short, muscular man? If you're 5'4", why even bother? Unless you get a leg-lengthening procedure. Your only hope with that one is to go to an island dwarf colony in the Philippines. I also bet that this is not the type of attention this short king was looking for. Number 15, according to science, 43-year-old Kelly Brock has the most perfect body. It looks like a fun body, and I would bet this sounds like propaganda targeting men to date older, fatter women. Fun, yes, but perfect, no. What does the science say about her having no eggs? Empty milk carton. She technically isn't fat yet because she's on the verge of going over the line and blimping up. Moving on, this man reveals the shocking reality of being a professional sexter for OnlyFans models. Remember, guys, this was the sort of digital simping Andrew Tate was doing to get money from. Imagine you're a married man pouring his soul out to Tate and other dudes as they take your money. Would you do this? I certainly wouldn't. It's gay and immoral. Number 17, we have Ellie, the mother of the year. And she just lost custody of her kids, so this summer is going to be great. Hopefully she lost the kids to the father and not the system. And sadly, some guy this summer is about to try and take her in and fix her. Also, don't worry, guys, because I'm sure she's going to have another kid in no time. I think she mistook gave away for lost. It takes a lot to lose your kids as a mother these days. Up next, it looks like we just spotted a male feminist in the wild, along with his future rape victim. The bonus is that this guy even has a mask on, even though COVID is a distant memory now. At least he has the good taste to match his outfit with that purse. I think those are two dudes because how is he able to wear her high heels unless she's got massive man feet? I bet for the finishing move, this guy also pees while sitting down. Number 19, in case you're wondering how old Nancy Pelosi is, here she is before JFK became president. Just think of the oceans of wine she's consumed between when this picture was taken and now. I bet there's probably a picture of her floating around with Lincoln when he was assassinated too. With a smile like that, I think we all know how her night ended when this photo was taken. But she's a great American because following her stock portfolio has boosted my net worth by more than anyone ever could. Moving on, this man refuses to pay his daughter's tuition even though he made over $500,000 last year. So Robin wrote this article about him to shame him into paying. But I say good on him because poor choices should be met with consequences. Besides, why should I pay when the government is already forgiving student loan debt by forcing truckers and waiters to pay for it instead? You know that the next article will say, OF was the only solution for my student loan debt. Number 21, a gypsy man who raped and impregnated a 12-year-old is acquitted, after arguing that adult child fun times are part of his culture. This happened in Spain, which is now officially turned into Simpland. This will be coming soon to a courtroom near you when the alphabet people figure this one out. Playgrounds will be full of predators playing with the victims in the bushes. They will argue that it's all part of their culture. Up next, we have a lesbian, and she says that dating women is worse than dating men. She says women can be incredibly toxic and abusive. Maybe we should call this realization the scissor sister syndrome. Imagine a relationship where both people are crazy, and then you'll know why domestic violence rates in lesbian relationships will make most people's heads spin. Plus, they also have the highest divorce rates. Women call men toxic because they don't want the truth about their toxicity to come out first. Number 23, Kat Bohonen, says that men and mammals live longer if they're castrated. She told an audience that she doesn't know why men go through life smuggling two little death nuggets around. She looks like a bitter cat lady, and her first name is even Kat. You can't make that stuff up. Imagine if someone said that women are happier when lobotomized, or women will live longer if their breasts removed, and that they don't want to carry around two death boobies, they're more likely to give them breast cancer. Moving on, Bill Clinton paid $850,000 to keep Paula Jones quiet, but Trump only paid Stormy Daniels $130,000. People claim that proves that he's a better dealmaker. To be fair, though, he wasn't that bright, because he got what he paid for, since she didn't keep quiet and turned him into a felon. He's an idiot. If he took his father's inheritance money and put it into the S&P 500, he'd have more money today than with all the real estate development that he's ever done. Number 25 and the last one, looks like Taylor Swift and AOC are secretly beach buddies. I can't wait to see all the AI prawn from this one day. It's gonna be lit. But then again, even with AI, they would still look kinda mid. If you think that would be crazy, then just imagine what would happen if Taylor pegged Travis here and got him pregnant. And I think we all know that AOC is actually a mega fan in secret, and she probably wishes that she was Stormy Daniels too. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so that new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. It helps out. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.